Welcome, my little critters, to Tales from the Crypt Season 2, The Level Up. We're an actual play podcast with an ever-changing cast of players making our way through a bunch of different RPG systems, from micro-RPGs to some of the more well-known role-playing games out there, and the occasional highly narrative tabletop game. Content warnings can be found in the episode's description. My name is Riley Groves, and I am the Crypt Keeper on this episode of Tales from the Crypt. It's a nice, quiet morning at your raider camp. The four of you are just mulling about, thinking about what to do today. Who to raid, who to rob, who to steal from, who to kill, all those things. When suddenly, you hear one of your bottle cap mines explode out behind your camp. A successful booby trap went off. You hear a scream, and then nothing else.
I'm going to grab my rifle and walk towards the side of the camp that the bomb went off and try and get like a look down at where we set the booby trap.
You look down, and sitting in the area that one of your mines was, you see a vault dweller. At least you see a man wearing a vault dweller suit, riddled with holes, bleeding profusely, and his bag is just kind of strewn about with shit blown up everywhere. And you watch as the last moments of his life fade away.
I'd like to check the security cameras on the perimeter.
You guys don't have any security cameras?
Really?
That's actually one thing the game does not have.
Yeah, like none.
Sensors, perimeter sensors.
Traps, tripwires, that's all you get.
Yeah, I mean, you can do a quick 360 of the area, and there's nobody else coming. It's pretty clear.
Hey, Smiles, go check the bag.
Yep, I'm on it. I will check the bag.
Okay, you run down, and inside there's a few caps. I think everybody's going to start with 25 caps. Ghoulie Roberts, you find an additional 5 caps, a stim pack, and a mostly destroyed journal. What pages are left are spattered in blood, but you're able to fish the last 4 out of the journal. The rest is pretty much left in tatters.
Ooh, a journal. Dear Diary, I finally discovered what's on level 13. We're rich beyond our wildest dreams. Blah, blah, blah. Guys, I found a journal. You want me to read it to you?
Yes. What does it say?
Well, it looks like he escaped Vault 13. Level 13. All right. I don't read good. Here, nerd.
All right.
Well, I barely graduated high school.
Okay. So you read the first page. We'll move on to the second page here. The overseers told me to stop telling the others about all the treasure. They said it's not ours, it's theirs. But I thought we were all the inhabitants of Vault 69. How does it not belong to all of us? What are the rest of us supposed to do when we get out of here? June 2nd, I snuck onto level 13 again. I'm not going to let them screw me and leave me poor out there. So I filled my pockets, and I'm going to do so every day until I think I can make it out there. I know it's a few years off, but that's just gives me more time to stock up. It looks like the last entry here is from June 15th. They're going to exile me for treason, please. What they're doing is much worse. They are going to leave the rest of us high and dry, and, well, not on my watch. I'll show them how foolish it is to exile an engineer. I've rigged the door to automatically open on June 30th, and now I guess I'll just have to find some folks to help me break in and retake what's ours.
Well, that's only 10 days.
It's very close.
What do you think, Vault Dweller? Should we bust into a vault?
What is it again that he says he's discovered?
They're taking their money or something.
Is he saying something about treasure and ours? And he's taken something, but he doesn't really specifically say what he's got. What does he have on him again?
He only had 5 caps and a stim pack.
So what are these valuables?
They must be in the vault still, maybe.
What? Are we sure there was no one else down here? Do we see tracks or anything that something else has already been taken off? Martin, can you see this? Could you have ultra vision? Could you see? Can you track heat signatures? Is there fresh stuff? Do you have scan eyes? I'm sorry, I don't mean to make you work. I'm just asking if you can help us out.
What I do have is 360 degrees of vision, but no, I cannot use thermal.
Okay. Does anyone?
I watched him come from quite a ways off and walk right into the mine. Excellent.
You saw the fellow that, are you trying to say you saw the fellow that, I guess that...
No, I cannot use thermals.
Okay. Thank you, Martin.
It's Marvin.
Thank you, Marvin.
Smiles, he's talking to the tin can again.
Yeah, the tin can gives some weird responses sometimes. I'm gonna reset up these booby traps. These are working good.
So, Mike, are you saying your character saw someone go into a mine?
No, the vault dweller that just got iced by the trap.
The trap was the mine.
Yeah.
Our trap. And he went...
Phew. It was a bottle cap mine.
Okay, so he was running in from somewhere, hit the mine, blows up. So we're like, okay, some guy hit it, and then we kill the guy that blew up on our thing. Okay.
And it seems like he left a treasure map.
I actually happen to know for a fact, he's talking about Vault 69. That's located down in Area 8, which is not too far from us. It's down by the old farmhouse.
Oh, that farmhouse ain't what it seems.
Well, I mean, I don't... Okay, maybe then that is what... Maybe that's the way to get into the 69.
That makes sense. How else would we get into that position?
I guess we walk. I think we could probably, from what I've heard, pick up some of the caps, potentially, at the Red Rocket Station while we're heading through Section 9.
Yeah, I'll always grab more caps.
So, I guess if we really want to figure out what this treasure this guy's talking about, we should start heading that way, and that's where we'll find our answers.
Well, gang, we heading out then?
Yeah, I guess so.
Off on another adventure.
Got 10 days to get there.
Oh, yeah, I guess we are quite on the schedule there. We should break everything down and head right out.
So you guys can leave your camp. The way travel is going to work, it's going to take 4 hours to move from one section to an adjacent section. To interact with different things, it's going to take a certain number of hours throughout your day. And you can scavenge at each section as well. So if you're looking for something, the way that's going to work is everybody that scavenges is going to do so on like a 30-minute block. And essentially you have 10 hours throughout the day to do stuff. I'm going to keep track of all that, but that can kind of give you a framework of how you can plan out your travel. So if you want to like move to a section and investigate it, you can either investigate around the area or you can go to like a specific building or place in it and investigate that.
Okay.
What's everybody got for like inventory and weapons and stuff?
A formal hat.
Okay.
And a baseball bat.
Yes. and for you, you also have a buzzsaw and a flamethrower.
Those are just my arms.
Yeah, those are, essentially they...
Yeah, it is an inventory, but it doesn't count as weight for me.
I've got a drifter outfit, some casual clothes, a pipe wrench, a pipe gun, a jet, a pre-war necktie, a buff out, a baseball, 2 baseball grenades, an iguana on a stick, and 2 purified waters.
Old Tall Man has a... Raider armor torso, a Raider armor left arm, a pipe rifle, baseball bat, a machete, a potted plant, iguana on a stick, 3 tomahawks, and 1 purified water.
Augusta has 1 vault jumpsuit, 2 lab coats, 1 vault tech branded canteen, and 1 purified water, Pip-Boy, a switchblade, 10mm pistol, 2 stim packs, 5... Bobby pins, mentats.
Okay, there is a lot of stuff in this world that you guys can go explore. If you were to go straight to Section 8, you would only have to cross through 2 sections. So if you wanted to do nothing else, it would take only 8 hours to get there. But you can try to stock up, get stuff, kill things along the way by searching the other places that may give you more equipment, more gear, and stuff like that to buff yourselves up in between now and then. So you're at your camp. Where do you want to go?
Well, after reading this, on our way to the vault, we should swing by and take care of that raider group in Zone 5.
That sounds like a fun time.
It is usually better to take them out before they grow too big. Yeah. So I would have to agree. That would probably be a good idea.
I mean, our alternative is to take Fleshy over here through the nuclear crater lake.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to handle that good.
Probably not.
Mm.
Don't your con grow, like, extra arms and stuff?
Do I want...
Your con grow extra arms with radiation?
Well, I don't know. I haven't. I mean, but I have not gone there. Everything was pretty clean where I'm from, so I'm not, this is not, you know.
No immunity is what you're saying.
I have three arms.
Yes, you do, Melvin. Marvin.
It's Marvin.
Damn it.
I think we should just go with the calling him the wrong name.
I don't want him to go crazy and kill me.
I guess we should start to set up a route over there to New Springfield.
Yeah, we'll set off for New Springfield and obviously be cautious on the way.
The four of you set out and head towards the destroyed city of New Springfield. It's a pretty unremarkable journey along the way. As you get closer to the city, which you guys may have some experience in before, it's eerily quiet. There's pretty much not a lot going on here. There's not people walking around. Nobody's tried to settle it. It's a pretty destroyed place. All the buildings have been bombed. It's a wasteland just like everywhere else. As you make your way into this city stealthily, let's do a group check, and I'm going to need at least two of you to succeed on an agility and sneak. So all of you are going to take your agility and your sneak rolls. You're going to roll 2d20, and you're going to try to get under that total. It's a difficulty of 1 for everybody. I need a success, 2 successes, actually, from the group, I guess, is what I need.
What's our number?
Agility plus sneak.
I got an 18 and an 11. My goal was an 8. I have failed.
I rolled a 1 and a 20.
Yeah, I rolled 2 8s, and I needed to beat a 5. I have nothing in sneak. Okay. Not a stealthy unit.
So 2 failures there. Old Tallman?
My target was going to be a 4, and I rolled a 2 and a 7.
Okay, so that's 1 success. So you got 2 successes. I'm going to have your 1 and your 20 cancel each other out, so I'm not going to do any like super bad thing, because you also got a super good thing. So you guys are able to pass your sneak test, and in doing so, you guys make your way stealthily through the city, and you filter into this building, kind of get up a few floors to take a look around. And as you're doing so, you notice that there are no less than 10 raiders in adjacent buildings around you. They're not aware of your presence yet, but you can definitely see that there's a much larger group of raiders than there are of you.
There's less of them?
No, there's 10 of them at least.
We're outnumbered almost 3-1.
Gotcha.
And we were walking down like this. Well, we had successfully sneaked in, so it's not like they can see us. We're just aware that we are quite outnumbered.
Yes. Okay. Yep. You guys are safe at the moment inside of a building, overlooking a street, but you can see that there's a number of raiders in other buildings and walking around patrolling the grounds below.
All right.
If we could get them all into one area, I could throw this grenade at them.
I was thinking that if we could take over 2 of these buildings, get to the roofs, then we could shoot down onto them. Or, I don't know who has a longer ranged rifle, but anybody wants to shoot outside and then a couple of us sneak in.
I have a pipe gun.
They have qualities on them.
I have a 10mm pistol, which is only good for close quarters, so I would have to be on the ground for this plan.
You have a close quarters as well. Most of my stuff is close quarters.
I'm mostly built for melee.
You're close. So nobody has any long range weapons.
Okay. I think we should take one of these buildings and then shoot out at them.
We could lure them in and use it as a trap.
You are saying that we should try to do is pincer, draw them into a pincer, compact the whole group into an area as we bring them into a tight spot, and then that is where we would detonate the explosive.
Lead them into the fatal funnel.
Ooh, I really like that name. Well done, Marvin.
I think it's Melvin.
That was Marvin.
It's Marvin.
Marvin. Yes, like the Martian, but more of a robot.
The Mr. Handy with a formal hat and a baseball bat.
All right. All right. Yeah, so we should look around and see if there, I guess, maybe a basement? Draw them down into a basement of one of the buildings?
And then set this floor on fire so they can't come up.
Oh, I don't think we should trap. We're going to be down there.
Oh, I thought we were going to draw them in, kind of close the door behind them.
I think we just need to check the lower level, or we could bring them up. We could always bring them to the roof of a building. That's a good pincer as well. There's usually only one way up, which would be the door.
I'm going to look around for a stairwell that leads up to the roof of a building.
Yeah, the stairwell is pretty obvious. Roof may not be the accurate term. There is a top floor because most of the buildings have had their roofs essentially blown off and apart or away. However you want to picture it. There's not many buildings that actually have their roofs intact or that are intact completely.
And yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna head up the stairs.
I will follow.
Sure.
And is this a building that has raiders that we know to have raiders in it?
I don't know how you would know if they were on the floors above you. You didn't see any raiders until you got into this building and got to take a look around outside.
Okay. I'm going to head towards the upper floors.
I'll follow.
Do another stealth check to make sure we're not going to accidentally run into anybody. Or
yeah, I guess as we're going up, I want to kind of just... Are these like... Is this like an enclosed stairwell or can we kind of see the hallways that are...
It's an enclosed stairwell, so think of it like a hotel stairway.
Okay, then yeah.
Very closed in.
Kind of focus on up then.
I won't make you guys give any stealth checks for that because you're in an enclosed loop pretty much. And you make your way up to as far up as this stairway will lead you, which is the 11th floor.
All right, so we should probably carefully check around up here. This would be a valuable spot for them to have some sort of sniper positioning or... guy on roof doing something. So should clear that out carefully as we move through this door.
I'm going to slip into the hallway outside of the stairwell with my machete, no, with my baseball bat, and start clearing the floor.
You sneak your way through the door. It is evident that there are no other people on this floor, so you are by yourselves. Are all four of you up here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, everybody make me another group check. It's going to be perception plus sneak with a difficulty of one for everybody. So a two group difficulty.
I had to get a 9 or lower. I got an 8 and a 6.
Okay. 2 successes there. That's awesome.
I had to get, you said perception and sneak?
Yep.
I had to beat a 6. I got an 18 and a 1.
Awesome. Critical success.
I had a target of 6 and I got a 9 and a 5.
Okay. 1 success there.
I had to get below a 7, and I got an 8 and a 5.
All right, so let's see. You got 2 successes, you got a critical success, you got a success, and you got a success. Mm-hmm. So that's 4. So you guys are going to, for your action point pool, we're going to put 4 action points into that.
Awesome.
So you have 4 out of your total 6 that you can have. Fantastic job. You guys very easily from this top floor. You're sneaking around, and as you're doing so, trying to get a better lay of the land, figure out how you're going to ambush these raiders, you hear the unmistakable sound of a few suits of power armor on the streets below. And you hear a Brotherhood of Steel paladin yell out to the raiders,
"Put your weapons down. We are the Brotherhood of Steel. We will be taking over New Springfield. Any resistance will be met with death."
Guys, we should get out of here. This was maybe a mistake.
Yeah, new strategy, retreat.
Yeah, seems like the Brotherhood will take care of this problem.
Let's just stay real quiet, and I think we should get out of here.
Yeah, you hear some conversing back and forth, and then gunfire erupts, and the 3 Brotherhood of Steel paladins that are down below open up with their miniguns, and the raiders are firing back at them. And so a pretty fierce battle is raging down below.
I think we should wait and see what happens and then clean up after.
I agree.
Not a bad idea, yeah.
Scavenge. Yeah.
That means we will probably have to kill power armor or 2.
They should leave at our wait. They're taking over.
Maybe they're going to clear it and then leave and
go back
with more people
to a base. They have to have a base. I can't imagine that they would just hang out over there.
But also, aren't they going to scavenge these bodies too? How are we going to sneak down in there and not get caught?
They're the Brotherhood of Steel. They don't need to scavenge.
Marvin brings up a pretty good point there.
That's all the Brotherhood of Steel does.
Yeah, but
I don't know anybody that doesn't scavenge when given the chance to scavenge.
How is the battle outside faring?
Not well for the Raiders. Not well at all for the Raiders. They are very quickly outgunned. There's probably about half as many as there were at the start, and it's only been a minute or two.
Yeah, I mean, just keep sitting tight. I don't think we should...
I was thinking we should sneak up behind them while they're firing.
Hit them while they're distracted.
Hit them while they're distracted and their backs are turned. They're clearly going to win.
Are they near each other?
I mean, they're spread out on the street. Like, they're not all, you know, in a group together. They are doing what they need to murder raiders, so.
Let's separate one from the pack.
All right, not a bad idea. I've got a grenade. Maybe I'll draw the other two in.
Let's try one.
Yeah, I kind of got to point out here that being the, as you like to say, tall man, fleshy, I don't have the highest probability of making it out of these types of situations alive.
I hit Melvin on his back and go, Melvin here, we'll send him as a decoy.
It's Marvin.
Good for you. Yeah. Use you to lure him in. You're going to come through. One's going to follow you. And then we can use your pincer.
But the pincer idea was, I kind of think, good against other people et cetera. Humanoid type.
Just think of how unfleshy you'll be with a suit of your own power armor.
I don't know if I'm going to be much help in this fight.
That is an intriguing offer. I do like the thought of that.
Not being helpful?
Do they have...
Now think about both of you having a suit of power armor.
Nah.
I am just power armor.
Well, that is the truth. We do have him, and I'm sure that he could be there.
I think we could take one of them out.
Riley's just like, I said this was going to be hard.
That's why I said one.
We should probably distract them sooner than later while we have more of the opposite... rebels alive.
Okay.
This makes sense. Yeah?
Yeah, definitely do it while they're still busy. We're going to look for a alley with a bend in it that we can set up an ambush in and then send Marvin out to draw, or if anybody else wants to draw attention, to lure them in.
I'll be bait.
Then we can hit them with the grenade and then finish them off with light arms fire and whatever else we have.
Do we have anything quiet? Well, the grenade's not going to be
quiet. I have a baseball bat.
I have a switchblade.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
All right. Old tall man, you're the one looking for the place to ambush. Give me an intelligence and sneak. Only difficulty of a one, because you're just looking for a spot now.
A one and an 18.
You find the perfect spot to ambush, and you're able to get down there, and you see one of the suits of power armor coming down the street. It is by itself, and you can see it's about to come down towards the alley that you're currently in. Marvin, you're gonna be the distraction.
Yep.
What are you gonna do to try to lure this set of power armor down here?
I'm gonna hover over there, and I'm gonna just kind of smack my baseball bat on the wall to get his attention and say, "Sir, there's more raiders over here."
Okay, give me a charisma and speech difficulty of 2.
Nope. I got a 12 and a 17. My target was 10.
All right, one thing I forgot to mention for this. So you guys also on your skills have tagged skills, and those, I think each of you have 3, and they have X's on them. So one thing that's unique about those skills, if you roll a roll that is equal to or less than them, that's also a critical success. You didn't do that in this case.
I did not.
At all. You failed, right?
I failed, yes.
Okay. The power armor turns to you.
Boys, we got more raiders this way.
And he opens fire.
I fly back.
He's going to have the first round because he's acting first. Mm. So, do you have a defense score?
1.
Okay. I'm going to spend an action point, so I'm going to roll an additional die. Okay. He turns with his minigun, and out of the 3 dice, he did roll what he needed to beat your defense. He takes 3 shots at you, because the minigun does 3 damage. You have a left arm there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any defense for your left arm?
Well, I have 3 arms.
Yes. Is there one labeled left?
No, 1, 2, and main. So two would be left.
Yeah, you decide which one.
Yeah. It has a damage resistance of 2.
For physical or?
Physical.
All right. That's fantastic because he hit with 2 hits on 1 dice, 2 hits on a second, and a success with a damage effect on the third. So you're going to reduce that down. You're going to first take 3 damage, and then on the end of your next turn, we're going to roll the damage dice again to see if you take additional damage. But it would now be your turn because you're the only one here.
Run away!
So the way combat works, you can move zones. So if you're going to use traveling as one minor action, if you're going to dash, it'll be both of your actions to move 2 zones away from him. Right now you're close. You'll move to, I guess you'll move to long range.
I'm going to just dash and try and get back to the group.
Okay.
And lure them in.
Does that get him past us?
I would say it probably gets him to you guys. And luckily it was a blank dice on the next one, so you don't take any damage. And I guess I'll be back to him. He spends his turn dashing. Now we're going to move into initiative. It is him, then it is Marvin, and then the 3 of you will go in order based on who has the highest initiative there.
Would we have a ready action or minor action?
Yeah, I guess if you're all ready, then yeah, I guess yeah. The 3 of you could take an action first and then we'll jump into initiative. Okay. So,
hence the ambush.
I have an initiative 10.
12.
Mine's an 11.
Me, Tim. You.
Okay.
But we're starting at the top, right? So it's Marvin and the other guy?
No, it's going to be Marvin. The 3 of you, because we're going to say that you guys readied in action by being ready at the end of the alleyway, waiting for him to come. Then it's going to jump back to him, Marvin, and then Gulia Roberts, Augusta, and Old Tall Man in that order. Okay. All right. So the 3 of you resolve what you are going to do when this power armor makes its way down. And it is now in close range to all 3 of you.
I think you guys should fire. Don't blow us up yet, but
yep.
Fire or hit him as hard as you can, and then I'm going to come down at the end with a baseball bat and try and...
Okay.
What is TN?
Yeah, I was wondering that too.
I'll be honest, it doesn't say anywhere in this rulebook what TN is, and so we're just going to ignore it, because okay. I think it's a toughness thing, and your weapons might break.
Oh, yeah, they break off.
We're going to ignore that.
Okay.
Okay, well, if it's my turn, then I guess I will use... My pipe gun's got to be loud. Should I use my pipe wrench?
I don't think you have to worry about things being loud. There's mini guns
and active gunfire and stuff going on. So, yeah, I will shoot it with my pipe gun as soon as it comes in. Is his helmet up? His head isn't exposed as a person.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Okay, thought I'd check.
He's Maybe. Not a squire.
Maybe I could shoot him in the head.
Is that tagged as a small gun?
Yes.
You're going to roll your agility plus small guns skill.
Agility is a 6, and my small guns is a 2, but it's also tagged. So.
Okay. So if you roll a 2 or lower, it's a critical success, which, I mean, that's a pretty low score. Anyways, so you're going to go ahead and roll. Don't forget, you can spend your action points to try to increase the number of hits that you get. His power armor, he's got a defense of 2. So you need to get 2 successes in order to hit him.
Oh, then I will steal an action point.
Okay. So you can roll a 3rd die. You can just flip it over. Oh. That's how we'll indicate how many you guys have. If it's the red Nuka-Cola side up, you do not have those action points.
Okay. I got 2 12s and a 7.
How many successes does that give you?
1 success.
And you needed 2 to beat his defense. So you actually do no damage.
Cool.
All right. So one minor action, 1 major action.
Mm-hmm.
So that list of 14, those are all major actions. That's just all of them. And depending on what I'm doing, you decide if it's a major or minor.
They are split up between minor and major. I can tell you, you know, if you just say, these are the things that I want to do, I can be like, this is a minor, this is a major.
Okay.
Or these are 2 major actions, which you can do if you spend action points and
for the armor. Is there a way that with a small weapon, like a pistol, I'm not going to be able to shoot through this armor, am I?
No, most likely not.
No. There's no seams in the front. There's only that one like located under the helmet or something in the back, if I remember right. They're exposed there at the neck.
Yes. And if that's public knowledge to everyone, that would be surprising. So.
Okay. So that's not something my character would know.
Probably not.
All right. This thing has weapons in both hands? Weapons in one?
Just a minigun.
Minigun. That's holding both hands. Are there exposed joints?
Not really. This thing is a pretty solid suit of armor. It doesn't have many visible weaknesses.
Do you have experience bashing these things in the head? as a character? Is there a reason?
No, that but you... I have a tagged melee with a 3 plus a plus due to melee damage.
You're going purely for statistical possibilities. I have no idea what to do. I would like to assist.
Okay.
I would like to see. I guess I'm not necessarily going to charge him. I'd like to pick whatever the opposite side of the alley is where he's going to be coming from, right? Opposite wall, whatever, and kind of fire a couple of shots from there at a distance, mainly just to try to get eyesight more toward me. So he has a higher chance, tall man has a higher chance of successfully coming in with the bat.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. So for that, give me a small guns and an agility.
My agility would be 5. My small guns is 2, so that'd be a 7.
So you want to roll a 7 or lower to distract him, since you're kind of coming around behind him to try to shoot him in the back of the head-ish to get him.
Oh, no, I don't want to like pass him because he's in the alley facing us. Right. I just want to stay at a safe distance.
He wants to make sure that he passes me and get a shot from behind.
Right on. Okay. Difficulty of 2.
To stand in front of him and shoot at him?
Okay, I guess that's a difficulty of 1 because you're not actually trying to do damage, right? You're just trying to...
Yeah, not the damage, and I'm not like sneaking or...
Yeah, just... okay. Difficulty of 1.
And that'd be 2 dice?
2d20. Try to get one of them under a 7 at least.
And we get up to 3 every turn?
You get 2. You can spend an action point to get a 3rd.
Okay.
And then you can spend 2 action points to get a 4th, actually. It continues to compound, but...
Okay, I'm just going to go for the 2. I got a 15 and a 2, and my small guns is tagged at 2, so I actually got a crit.
Awesome. So that's fantastic. So I'm going to give you guys an action point back so we can flip one of those. You critically success, so you shoot him in the face. Can you actually roll damage? So next to your gun should be a little face with a certain number of dice next to it.
Does damage 4.
You do 4. Okay. So you're going to take all these d6.
I got 3 smiley faces and a bang.
So that's 4 successes. On your gun, is it tagged anything?
Does it say tag? Type physical?
For qualities, does it say anything?
Close quarters and reliable.
Okay. Oh, and effects has nothing. So, okay. So you actually do manage to do some damage and you keep him distracted. So good job. Anytime you guys use your guns, make sure you subtract 1 from your ammo, which I think is on the back. And then Mr. Old Tall Man.
Tallman's going to stand up and swing as hard as he can with his baseball bat right at the back of this guy's head.
Okay, that is strength plus melee weapons.
Okay, target so is a 12.
You have to beat a 2.
Have to beat a 2?
Or you have to get a, it's a difficulty of 2, so you have to succeed twice, which didn't look like you had done.
No, I didn't.
You come and you crack your baseball bat across...
He could spend. Could he have spent the bottle caps?
Yeah,
it's too late for that.
You can. I'll give it to you.
Yeah,
as it's a new thing. So, how many you want to spend?
How many did we have?
4.
4.
Oh, we have 4.
Yeah.
You're kind of the main contingency.
I'm gonna spend 3 and get 2 dice out of it.
Okay. Again. So yeah, give me another 2 rolls.
That is an 11 and an 18. So I got 1 success out of it.
Okay. So that is less than his defense. So you crack your baseball bat across this thing, and it reverberates through your arms. Ooh. You're a little bit flabby, don't forget. So you may have overestimated how much it would take to really do some damage here. And even at your hulking stature, you just hit it, this thing continues on.
Gentlemen, I think we should run.
Is that an option at this point? Do you think?
I think running is always an option.
So he's going to go first because he's first in initiative. Okay, Mr. Oldman, what's your defense?
My defense is 1.
Okay, can I see 3 of those blue shot dice, please? Okay, do you have any damage resistance to your head?
Nope.
Oh, no.
Nope.
You take 6 damage directly to the dome from this mini piece or mini gun.
Great.
I really didn't need to see that.
Tallman, you're missing part of your ear there.
Yeah, it muffs you up pretty good, but it is now Marvin and the rest of your guys' turn.
How are you, Tallman? What's your health looking like?
It was about half.
Okay.
Mm.
Are we.
Kill him.
Man.
You just see the buzzsaw arm start to spin up. And I just go to smack him, just judo chop him right with the buzzsaw.
That'll be a strength plus melee weapons. It's got a defensive two, so you have to get two successes in order to hit him.
And we only have one AP left.
Yep.
What is it? Strength 8. Melee weapons 3. And it's checked.
Okay, so if you get a 3, it's a critical.
I got a 2 and a 10.
So you passed on both.
Yeah.
So you guys can take one action point back, and then what damage does your buzzsaw do?
It says it immediately incapacitates power armor.
Oh, yeah. Funny how that doesn't happen.
4.
Okay, so you're going to roll all 4 damage dice?
I got a face, a blank, and then 2 double shots.
Okay, so that's 5 hits. He's got a damage reduction of 2, so he's only going to take 3 damage. And does your buzzsaw have an effect next to it?
Negative.
Yes, it does. It's piercing.
Oh, piercing.
Plus 1.
I was looking at qualities. Yes, piercing, 1.
So at the end of his next turn, I'll roll a damage dice, and he may take damage. Again, I will say this power armor is looking absolutely no worse for the wear at all. And it is Gulia Roberts' turn.
I think you're right. We should run.
We should run. And I'm going to start running, and I'm going to turn around and shoot it with my pipe gun one more time I run away.
So then you can only move one space and fire once, because that's a minor action is your movement, and a major action would be.
Don't shoot.
What if I pretend I'm shooting? Like, it looks like I'm helping, and I'm just going to run. I'm running.
You can do it. Okay, you can just take a major action to move 2 sections away from him.
Yep.
Or if you want to dash away completely, I will allow you to do that with an agility and, let's say survival at this point.
Okay. So that's 6 and 2, and survival's tagged.
Okay, so difficulty of 1, so you only need to succeed 1 time.
I got a 7 and a 17.
And what did you need to get under?
An 8.
Yeah, you sprint, and you are now clear of the power armor. Is everyone doing the same thing?
Double dash, baby.
Okay, so if everybody wants to sprint away from this thing because they're not extraordinarily quick, I would like a group check from everybody. We'll say 3 successes to get all the way away. Rebecca's already secured 1 for you, or Gulia Roberts has already scored 1 for you. If everybody else is sprinting away, everybody else make me a survival and agility roll.
That's worse than my
just one roll.
It's always 2d20 okay. Unless otherwise stated.
7.
Did you get any successes?
I got 1. I rolled an 8 and a 2.
Okay.
Suppose I'll run away too.
I got 1 success as well.
Oh, wow. So we're going to roll.
Well, yeah, we might get a crit. Roll.
Nope.
That's right. We tried.
But you guys did have successes. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, every success that you get over the target number gets converted into action points. So it does behoove you to roll, although it can have some really drastic circumstances if you roll a 20.
Did you get a success?
No.
Oh.
You 3 got one.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody had survival as a tagged skill?
I did.
I did not.
Okay. So you got 2 successes. You got a success. And did you get a success?
I got a natural success.
Just 1 yes. success. Okay, so you guys can take another action point back. So add that too. And the 4 of you successfully flee from this Brotherhood of Steel paladin and his minigun.
Awesome.
Well, that did not go as planned.
I really think that the new rule is to just kind of stay away from those guys, tall man.
My head hurts.
It hurts me.
Yeah, it hurts. Doesn't look good.
It hurts to look at. It hurts to kind of hurts to think about. Larry, it's making me sick.
I really wanted to shoot him again.
You should cover that up with something. Really, anything.
There is medical checks you can do on me.
Yeah, you can repair yourself. Others can repair.
My difficulty goes up if I do it to myself.
But I would say,
I have a stim pack.
Here, let's do this first. Fleeing this section, I'm gonna guess you're fleeing New Springfield altogether.
Yeah.
I think we should head straight south. Do you guys want to head to the... Yeah, we should just skip the caps thing and just head right to the... down to Area 8 to try to find Vault 69. I think beginning with the farmhouse.
Yeah, I'm with it.
Or we could stop as soon as we enter Section 8 and start looking around. I don't know how that's... Like, obviously, you'd be like, if we can't just run into something without seeing it, because we would be seeing it as we're moving. Or do we need to move slowly?
You don't have to move slowly. You guys can just be like, okay, we're going to move into this section.
Yeah, I think we should move into section 8. Just feet, head right down there.
I agree. Although, we can try to find the entrance to the vault, but it doesn't open for 10 days.
I don't think that if we couldn't take those three on, that we're going to be able to take the vault.
Well, we got 10 days to prepare, scavenge, get better things.
I just don't think we should leave the area yet. Leave the battle, but it is a ruin. Might be able to find some stuff or head towards Red Rocket, see if we can find something there.
Yeah, maybe since the Brotherhood of Steel came in and drove whatever raiders out, maybe they left some stuff laying around that you humanoids could use to help repair me. I cannot repair myself. I have sustained damage.
Okay. Can I say that as we're having this conversation, I'm at least helping Tall Man? I can't help you, Handy. I don't have things for you.
He does have a robot repair kit with him.
Oh.
I have a 9 intelligence. Should I be working on Robot Man?
I only have a 5, yeah.
Yeah, I can assist Marvin here.
Okay, we can say you guys found a semi-safe place at the moment, although I will tell you that New Springfield is not a safe place to be. If anybody's going to try to help repair or heal somebody, Ghouli, are you going to work on old Tallman?
Yeah.
Okay, for that, I'm going to need an intelligence plus medicine test.
Okay, that's 7.
So give me 2d20 under a 7.
Nope.
You are not able to help him at all?
Tallman, it's been too long. I've never had a body like you, so I don't really know where to begin. I brought out these bandages, but I don't know that they're going to help.
Thanks for at least trying.
Yep, I could try all the live long day, but it ain't going to help you.
And to fix Marvin up, Augusta, why don't you give me an intelligence plus repair?
My intelligence is a 9, my repair is a 2, so an 11.
Okay. So that's a difficulty of 2 because he is a robot.
Oh, I rolled 19-11. Always remember that 19 is above 11.
Okay, so that's one success. You can spend an action point to roll another one if you want to try to help him.
It's kind of like the group pot. We should probably fix the robot guy, right? Yeah,
we'll spend it. How much damage did you take?
I have 8 HP and I took 3 damage.
So you're down to 5.
Yeah. We should spend the 1. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a 17...
Okay, so you did not successfully repair Marvin. No healing was had on this attempt.
Have the gunshots ceased yet?
Give me a perception and a...
Survival?
No, we'll call it speech.
Speech?
Yep. So a perception and a speech.
Okay, so I need to get a 7. 5 and an 8.
That's 2 successes, so give yourself back an action point.
1 success. I need 6, to get 7.
Oh, okay. Right, with a difficulty of 1.
Yep.
Yeah, you can hear the miniguns cease firing, and you can hear the 3 Brotherhood of Steel members congratulating one another and doing whatever the Brotherhood of Steel would do to celebrate a victory. And then you hear,
all right, now it's safe for the reinforcements. Let's call them in.
Are they close together?
Definitely.
Grenade?
Did I hear that, though?
I relay that to the group that they're calling for reinforcements. Now we have very little time left.
Maybe just 1 grenade and then we run away if it doesn't work. No? We're running. We're running away. We'll get the suit of armor next time.
I mean, yeah.
Can we...
Not gonna do that.
Maybe the next armor won't have such an angry person inside of it.
Maybe it'll just be empty.
That is more of my line of thought.
I say we should get out of the city.
Do you want to get out to the camp? Or out to the farmhouse?
I don't care. I'd rather go to the farmhouse. However, I understand if others want to go to camp.
I don't think we should head back until we have something to add to our...
Maybe we'll detour into Section 9 and hit the Red Rocket Station and then go to the farmhouse?
The Red Rocket Station. Yes, try to get the caps.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
All right. Section 9.
You guys head into Section 9 then. It is dark. You don't have too much time left today. Only about 2 hours, so you can do some scavenging if you want. There is, in this section, the Red Rocket Station, as well as Maslow's Motel. So those are 2 things that you can investigate here without leaving the location. So there's 2 separate things that you can look at here. If you're just going to scavenge around, you may be able to find stuff outside as well.
Shall we scavenge on our way to...
Yeah, I want to scavenge as we go. I'm always looking for...
But mainly the Red Rocket station is where we're...
I would rather camp out in an abandoned station than someone who is attempting to run some sort of motel.
Well, yeah, Maslow's not maybe the most gracious of hosts. I wouldn't mind avoiding her.
We have a sentry bot.
I'm a robot.
Mm-hmm. So do you guys want to head towards the Red Rocket station then?
Yes. Head towards Red Rocket, looking for stuff as we go.
So the way scavenging works, each of you are going to take a time slot. So you have 2 hours left in the day. It's 30 minutes per person to scavenge.
We have 2 hours left?
Yes.
1 hour scavenging and 1 hour...
To get to the rocket?
You'll be able to get to the rocket. If you want to explore it tonight, it's going to push into your sleep times. The more you don't sleep, the more negative effects you're going to have caught on. You do need to sleep each day as well.
Okay, so my theory is scavenge on the way there for 1 hour, then get there. Then we'll rest and explore in the morning? Or does that sound dangerous?
And it seems that that our friend Marvin can keep watch for us while we sleep and rest.
Yeah, I'm okay with that because he's going to watch us out. He's going to watch out for us anyway.
Mm.
Sounds good to me.
This sounds good to me as well.
So two of us can investigate or scavenge?
I mean, all four of you can. It's 30 minutes apiece. You have 2 hours left in the day.
So each one of us can get a half hour. 2 hours?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So each one of us can get a half hour.
Difficulty of one. So if you're scavenging, roll an intelligence and a survival.
Nope, I failed.
Oh, fuck. I have a success.
I got one success.
Got a nat 20.
Ooh.
Now I'm going to roll again.
Yeah, roll me another one. I'll cancel it out if you get a natural one.
I got a 17.
Okay, so that's not good. All right, so Old Tallman, you are able to scavenge up 20 physical ammo. And Marvin, you actually are able to find 2 stim packs, which don't help you, but may help others.
Stim packs? Worthless. Throw them.
Do you?
No.
I was going to say, I'll pick them up. And
don't forget, on the back, you guys all have perks and traits that can be used. So those all do different things. There's a billion of them, so I do not know them.
I've got one I'm curious about. It says, ignore the difficulty increase for targeting a hit location.
Because you have a Pip-Boy, boy, this is something we should have talked about. You can actually target locations easier than everybody else. So you can call and say, okay, I'm going to shoot him in the right arm, the left arm, the head, the legs, whatever. Kind of like what you did before.
Okay.
Or when you attack, you can roll the hit dice. But because you have a Pip-Boy, you don't have to increase the difficulty rating. So naturally, if you were to say, okay, I'm going to shoot that thing in the head from a distance of medium, and it has a defense of 1, you technically need to roll 3 successes in order to hit that.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to ignore the difficulty rating to add in the specific body part you're aiming at, because your Pip-Boy, for whatever reason, helps you target a specific limb, so you actually have an easier time. So you'd only have to roll 2 successes rather than the 3 that everybody else would have to roll in order to hit a specific part.
Okay, very cool.
Okay, so you guys scavenge around the area of the Red Rocket Station. It is in sight.
Figured we would head there and set up a camp for the night.
Check the perimeter to find an entry point.
You can definitely see the entrance to it. The windows have been long smashed in. It's really pretty dilapidated looking. I mean, it's not hard to find the door or a window to get in.
Okay. Well, I have to say that if I have heard the rumor of the cap stash here, I want to say this while we're still like 50 feet away, kind of looking at this door, then I'm not the only one. There are other people that have definitely heard this rumor. And so I'm kind of, I'm thinking that we should be rather cautious in our approach. And do you think we should actually spend the evening inside or just set up outside?
Definitely inside. They're just gas stations.
I'm also concerned about inside. However, I'm more concerned being exposed outside all night.
Oh, so it's just a small inside?
Yeah.
Like gas station?
In the game, it's like a 1950s gas station. It's a walk-in counter and like a coffee thing and a back office and then a garage. So it's usually a door in the front, a door on the side, and a garage door on
Very quick. Okay, yeah.
And then gas pumps out front.
So from what I see now, I changed my mind. We should clear the building and set it up as a little base.
All right. My health is good, so I'm happy to go in first, cautiously.
Cautiously?
Mm-hmm. Stealthily.
Checking for traps? Ready and alert.
Ready and alert. Okay, so you're going in stealthily. Give me a perception and athletics roll. Actually, perception and sneak would be better.
Oh.
The two of us?
If you're both going in together, sure.
I was going to, like, yeah, like a foot behind, kind of like we're clearing it together type deal.
Okay, difficulty of one.
Okay, perception plus sneak, you say?
Yep.
Cool, that's a 7, and I've got a 3.
Okay, I've got a 9 with a 3 tag. Oh, and I got 2 12s.
Okay, so that's just one success?
I got one success, yeah.
Sneaking in, you can hear better than you can see. You can hear that there are some very large insects, like you can hear their wings flapping inside, although you are able to stay hidden for now, but they're definitely somewhere inside the station itself.
Okay, I'm going to pull Augusta. I'm going to pull you down so you're squatting now and kind of stealthier than you were being. And I'm going to make a little symbol with my hand that means like bugs, flying bugs.
Okay, I'm going to say that I've got my left hand on your shoulder so I can kind of feel where you're looking, what you're doing more than anything. And then I've got the gun drawn, kind of like watching our back. Do you have a gun or what is your weapon again?
I do have a gun. I have a pipe gun.
Okay, so you've got probably two hands on that in the front. I'm one hand on your shoulder, one hand off to your right side. So you're watching left, I'm watching right.
All right, sounds good.
All right, yeah, cool. I think we can, that feels good. I feel safe. All right, so we're squatting cautiously, making our way around low.
Yeah, stealthing inside a little bit.
Okay. What are Marvin and Old Tallman doing?
I'm going to walk around the outside of the building to where the garage doors are, and I'm going to wait outside the garage door so I don't have to squat to get into the building.
Checking the perimeter.
So we'll just go back to Ghouli Roberts and Augusta. Give me an agility and a sneak, please. Difficulty of 1 between the two of you.
I got a 16 and an 18.
All right. That is a 5 and a 3. Again, the tag of 3 for sneak. And I got a 2 and a 5. So I passed with both, one of them being a critical.
Awesome. So go ahead and take one action point back. And then the two of you see two rad roaches in this station. And they're crawling on the back wall. They have not spotted the two of you yet.
I tap your shoulder and I imitate as though I was shooting to get your idea if you want to try to take these out or if you wanted to like regroup back out, tell them what's going on, and then we come back and flush with 4 people.
Ooh, I don't know. I was ready to just start shooting.
Okay.
It's a bad idea.
How long have they been in there?
Like only a couple moments. It's not been long.
All right. I'm going to kind of give you the head nod like we should back out. Okay. So yeah, we're going to start backing out to regroup and kind of get a game plan with the whole group.
Okay. I'll just say, because you got a critical success on your last one, that you guys were able to sneak back out of the building.
Cool.
And you see Old Tallman standing next to the garage door because he's massive. So going through doors is a little bit more difficult. And you see Marvin just kind of floating around checking the perimeter.
What happened?
All right. You got to keep your voice down here. So we've got 2 roaches in there on the ceiling. So far, we are kind of undetected. And we're going to go in there and shoot. You guys watch our backs. Make sure no one, there's no other movement.
Can I see that grenade?
I think that we should probably save the grenades.
I'm not using the grenade for a bug. Also, I want to live in here, not blow it up.
Yeah. Yes, I agree with that.
So, guns a-blazing then.
Tallman's going to head for the door.
All right. Hand gestures and inside we go.
You guys just charge in?
No.
Does Old Tallman just charge in?
No. Leroy Jenkins.
Old Tallman just walks in.
So basically just charges in.
All right.
Not stealthily. What's the order that we're going in? Old Tallman's first?
I'll go second.
Follow with the rear.
Marvin, what about you?
I'll go in too, I guess. Or should I stay?
You should watch the door.
I'll keep minding the perimeter and watch the door. I've got the best vision, so I'll be out here.
You guys walk in. Who shoots first, I guess?
Shot first.
I'm going to tomahawk one of the rad roaches.
I'm going to ready my shot.
Yep.
Prepare to fire.
For a thrown weapon, it is perception.
And throwing?
Thrown weapon, roll a perception plus explosives or an agility plus throwing. So do agility plus throwing.
Okay. Well, that lowers it a little bit.
difficulty of 1.
Get a 7.
Nope. Okay. You miss. Your tomahawk goes flying into the room, clatters onto the floor. Now we're going to go into initiative order.
So that's me 12, first then.
11, 10, and whatever the bugs.
And the bugs will go last as a group. Okay. So.
Okay. I'm going to use one of our action points to roll an extra dice.
Okay.
And I'm going to shoot at it with my pipe gun.
Okay. They are close, so that makes sense.
Okay. I got a 2 and a 6 and a 7. I don't know what I'm rolling. Did I do that wrong?
Nope, you're good. It's an agility plus small guns. It's
plus 2 is 8, so I got, holy shit, 3 successes.
All right, so you can take 2 action points to your pool. And how much damage does your pipe gun do?
3.
Okay, you're going to roll these 3 damage dice.
I got a head, a blank, and 2 shots.
Okay. Go ahead and roll me this location die.
Head.
And does your gun have any effects labeled?
No.
All right. It only has a damage resistance of 1. So you do 2 damage to the first roach.
Cool.
So subtract 1 from your ammunition. And then it is Augusta Byron's turn.
I'm going to fire with my pistol.
Okay. That's agility plus small guns.
All right, that's going to be a 5 plus 2, tagged at 2, so I'm looking at a 7, 7 and a 20.
Okay, with your 7, that's a success, so go ahead, roll the... Were you aiming at any body part specifically?
Well, I mean, I guess I would have been trying to hit the head.
Okay, cool, so you can do that because you have your Pip-Boy, and go ahead and roll your damage.
Just the 2, right?
However many...
Dice he rolled?
No.
Damage, 4.
4, oh. So he rolls 4.
All right, I got a happy face, a blank, a 1, and a double.
So that's 4 successes overall. Your gun doesn't have an effect on it, correct?
No.
So that's 4 successes. It takes away 1, so it takes 3 damage. However, you also did roll a 20,
mm-hmm.
So it's going to take a turn. Actually, the other one's going to take a turn. And can I see those hit die, please? The other roach flies right for your neck, and it hits for 2 physical damage. So if you have a damage reduction or damage reducer.
My head? No.
Then you're going to take 2 straight to your HP. And we're going to go to Old Tallman.
I am going... Which one has the least amount of damage to it?
The one that just bit Augusta in the neck has none.
Okay. I am going to try and squash. Using both hands to like clap onto the bug to squash it. Trying to kill it.
Okay, that's strength plus unarmed.
It's a success and a 20.
All right, so unarmed, how much do you do?
Unarmed, I do 4. What was that? What would that doesn't count as melee, does it?
No, unarmed attacks are separate from melee.
Got it. I got a crit and a strike.
There's obviously no effects because it's physical. Yep. So you do 1 point of damage to it because it... has a damage reduction of 1 for physical. However, you did roll a 20 as well, and it turns, you're not able to squish it, and it just latches onto your
buttocks.
So it grabs onto your penis. Already fucking damaged head and does 2 damage.
Yeah, it's already damaged. Yeah.
Augusta, the other one flies off the wall that you and Ghoulia have been attacking,
mm-hmm.
and it dives into you, and it puts its mandibles right into your stomach. It gets 2 successes. So if you have a damage reduction to your torso for physical damage, you will...
A physical one?
Yeah.
No, but I do have a defensive one. Does that do anything? In general?
So you have a defensive 1, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that just means I have to roll at least 1 success. If you guys had a higher defensive score, I'd have to roll more. So you're going to take 2 damage to your torso. The other one bites back into Mr. Oldman. However, it only does 1 point of physical damage.
Mr. Tallman.
Mr. Tallman. Old Tallman.
That's Mr. Tallman.
Okay. And we're back at Ghoulia Roberts.
Well, so both Augusta and Tallman have been bitten?
Yes.
Just now?
Yes.
Oh, God. I will shoot at the one attacking Tallman, because I know that he is more injured and has brains exposed.
Okay. Yeah, he's getting really fucked up by this rad roach, which is impressive for a rad roach. Not as impressive for a super mutant.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck up that roach. No, I'm not. I got a 17 and a 12.
And what did you need to roll?
Oh, probably like a 7 or 8.
Agility plus small guns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 8.
Don't forget, you can spend action points and do stuff. Don't forget about that. It's a pretty fluent currency, so don't be afraid to use them.
I don't remember what it does other than give me an extra dice. Can I, like, turn a fail into a success or something?
No. You can ask me questions, which I will give you answers to, or reduce the time on something or take additional actions.
I will roll an extra dice.
Okay.
Nope. Stick 16.
Okay. Another miss. You can also use chems and stuff on your turn. Minor action to take them out. Just a reminder. Okay, so that's a miss. Do you do anything else?
Nope.
We'll kick it over to Augusta Byron.
All right. Gonna fire at the old roach there. Cool. Got 2 tens.
And you needed a 7?
Mm-hmm.
Solid.
Nothing happened.
Nothing going on. Do you want to do anything else?
They're still on the ceiling?
One is around old Tallman's face.
Mm.
The other is on you. So.
Oh, it's still on
I thought they were both attached to me.
I just thought they bit my neck.
No, you've only been attached to one. The other one, I guess, may not be attached to you, but is closest to you.
Oh, it's like within like very close contact.
Yeah.
I want to stab it with my switchblade.
Oh, okay. So for a melee weapon, roll strength plus melee.
Oh, jeez. 4 plus 2, 6. No.
No 20s in there?
Nope.
That's good. Mr. Marvin, what are you doing?
I'm just keeping an eye on the perimeter.
He's just going in circles.
Okay.
I'm looking around to see if I see anything. I hear a lot of ruckus going on in there. It's like,
but you don't care to check it out.
I feel like every time he goes around, one eye goes and looks right through the window, and he watches the whole thing as he scans by, and he just keeps going. He's like, I didn't want help.
Look at those fleshies go.
All right. Old Tallman. Back to you. You have a rad roach literally chewing your face apart. That's already been shot.
I am going to take my baseball bat and I am going to smash the rad roach off of my face with it.
Okay. Let's see it.
What is that? Strength and...
For a melee, it's melee? Strength plus melee.
Okay.
God, I hope it's a 20, but I also hope it's not.
Oh, thanks. 3 and a 15.
One of those has to be a success, right?
One of those is a crit.
Okay, awesome. So go ahead and take another action point back and roll your damage.
My baseball bat does 6, and then for melee attacks, I get an extra 2 as a bonus.
Oh, shit.
So should I just roll this twice?
Yeah. And we'll count them up.
Okay, a crit and a double.
All right, so that's 3.
And then another single hit.
So 4.
That's 4.
A pretty fucking decent baseball bat smashed to this rad roach. It falls off your face and onto the floor. Both of them are looking about equally as fucked up.
Do I have enough action points to do another major and attack it again?
Yes, you can spend an action point to take another major action.
Can I strike it again?
Yep.
All right. I have 1 success and 1 failure.
Okay. Your success is enough, so go ahead and roll your damage dice.
It's a crit and a hit.
Okay, so that's 2.
And a crit and a hit.
All right, so...
Another 4.
And then it does have a defense, or it has a damage reduction of 1. So it is down to 2. The rad roach that is around Augusta turns and flies at Julia Roberts. And to your left arm, it flies over and pinches that. It does only 1 damage to that. So if you have a physical damage reduction, you're going to take 0.
Nice.
But it is attached to your arm.
Ah, is it my turn?
Not yet. The roach that you bashed with a baseball bat that is on the ground, it's pretty fucking gross looking. And it tries to, once again, lunge for your face and rip more pieces off because it found that quite delectable. However, it flies directly over your head and lands behind you. And it is Gulia Roberts' turn.
And I have 1 stuck to my arm.
Yes.
My left arm. I guess I could use my pipe wrench to try to knock it off of me and beat it up.
Sure. It'd be a minor action to take your pipe wrench out.
Okay.
And then you would roll strength plus melee.
Okay. So I need an 8. I got a 6, but I also got a 20.
Okay. So we'll resolve this 6 first. How much damage does your pipe wrench do?
3.
Okay, so go ahead and roll 3 damage dice.
two heads in a blank.
So that is one hit. I'm guessing your pipe has no effects.
No.
And you're going to take one damage to your arm as it's attached to it. And like you hit the roach, but you also blasted your own arm.
But I have one physical thing. And
okay, then you don't take anything from that.
Cool.
Augusta.
So one's on her arm and yes. One's on his face still?
No, one's behind him. Behind. Like just on the floor.
On the floor?
Yep.
Can I stomp on it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Unarmed attack.
Unarmed attack?
Yeah, I'm going to go to stomp on it.
That's strength plus unarmed?
Oh, I changed my mind. Please.
Okay.
Please.
Please.
Yeah. What do you have for an unarmed?
Zero.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to melee weapon with my switchblade, where okay. At least I have a two. All right. That was strength? Yeah, no. Did not do that.
No 20s, though?
No. 11 and a 16.
You run over it with your switchblade, and it skitters out of the way. You trip, actually, as you go to stab it, and you land on the ground. So part of your next turn will have to be spent getting up. Marvin, things are status quo outside, my friend. And old Tallman, please tell us what you're doing.
I'm going to hit another one of them with the baseball bat.
Please do.
All right. I got a success. I got a two.
Okay.
Makes it a crit.
So go ahead and take an action point back.
And then I need all the dices again. Three crits.
Oh, I thought I couldn't see
the last one. I was so close.
Oh, man.
Two more crits.
So five overall. And which one are you smacking at?
Whichever one has the most damage to it. So probably not the one behind me, right? Is that?
Or that one definitely has the most.
Oh, it does? I'm gonna smash that one.
You obliterate it. You obliterate its tiny little rad roached body, leaving just the other one that's still kind of attached to Ghoulie Roberts' arm. And still on your left arm, can I have two damage dice, please? It clamps on. It gets no successes at all. It also rolled a 20. So
it dies of its wounds.
It falls off onto the floor as one of its legs actually became detached from where you hit it with the pipe. It is suffering pretty good on the ground, but it is your turn.
Well, let me put it out of its misery, and I'm going to stomp all over it with my big old boots.
Strength plus unarmed, please.
Six plus nothing. I got a 12 and a 20. Cool. That's
two failures.
Somebody doesn't have boots anymore.
I forgot I'm wearing socks. Forgot to put my boots on before we left camp. We left in such a hurry.
Oh, don't make that canon.
Yeah, it latches onto your left leg. However, it can't get through your armor at all, and it's in an extremely vulnerable position, just pretty much holding on at your feet.
Every few minutes, you just hear, "Perimeter secure!"
It rolled a 20 when it attacked you, so go ahead, because that's a crit for it. Make another attack roll, because it is vulnerable.
Yeah. I got a 13 and a 9.
Those are not successes, right?
Nope.
Okay, Augusta, it is your turn. There is one rad roach left. It is holding on to Ghoulia Roberts' leg.
Mm-hmm.
Just holding on there.
Yeah.
It is your turn to do something.
How big is it?
It's pretty good size.
Like a small dog?
Like this table.
Oh, like a tortoise.
Yeah, sure, like a tortoise. That's a good comparison.
It seems pretty big there. Probably shouldn't stab it if it's on you. Probably shouldn't shoot at it if it's on you. I guess we're going to kick it.
Unarmed plus strength, please.
Ooh, nat one.
As good as could be. So how much damage do you do?
With a unarmed attack, I do 2 damage.
Nat one, I'm going to give you an extra damage dice for that. So please roll these 3.
I got 2 bangs in a face.
So that's 3 successes.
Yeah.
You boot it and you send right it crashing against the wall, and it actually like drives through an old fucking like an old hanger on the wall. Mm. And it spears through its body and this rad roach
nice
dies. And the Red Rocket Station is cleared.
Well, that was tougher than it needed to be.
Perimeter secure.
We fucking know it. We know. God damn it.
Interior is now secure as well. You don't need to sleep, actually. Maybe you should kind of
keep checking the fucking perimeter.
Just stop talking to him.
You didn't want to use the grenade on the rad roaches. What about him?
You know, it's getting more likely.
Yeah, I am like already laying down. I'm exhausted. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is the end of the day here, so
Oh, can I perform first aid on myself? I am down to 6 out of 10.
I would like to try at this point too, and if I could borrow a stim pack from somebody.
Here, I have a stim pack. Here
Thank
you go.
You very much.
This seems to be the worst for wear.
Do I need to use a stim pack and first aid in order to regain health?
No. So you can roll an intelligence plus medicine test to try to regain health by yourself. There's also first aid kits, which I don't know if anybody has those. A stim pack will heal 4 HP.
Did you say intelligence plus medicine?
Yes. You should have a pretty good time.
Yeah, with that one. I hope so. I have to get a 12. I just realized I just said it out loud. Well, very far away from a 12. And just as far away. Cool.
So without the use of anything, you are not able to recover any HP.
I got a 3.
For intelligence?
And medicine. And I needed to roll a 6.
Okay. What is your medicine score?
2.
So you are going to recover 2 HP.
Plus the stim pack. So that would be...
So if you're using a stim pack, then you'll recover 6 total.
I'll just float over to Augusta and just hit you with a stim pack.
Oh, thank you.
And this is where you guys are going to set up camp for the night?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So from there, if you are a human, only Augusta, because it's not irradiated area. Augusta, how much HP do you have left?
How much did the stim pack give me?
4.
I'm back.
Okay. You guys hunker down in the Red Rocket Station. The garage is a formidable place to set up, and nothing really gets to you throughout the night. And that's where we're going to call it for this episode. And we will pick up next time. So until then, we will
see you
next Tuesday.
Tales from the Crypt is part of the Wolfbeard Games podcast network. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode, and if you have, please subscribe and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. To stay up to date on any news about the podcast, follow us on Instagram at Tales from the Crypt Podcast. Check out our YouTube channel with the same name, and most importantly, tell a friend.
Sorry, wow, way to ruin a good time. Are there seagulls here?
Fucking seagulls, man. I wanted to call you Ghoulie a child.
Thought there was a seagull.
Dude, it just sucks so bad to roll a nat 20 and not be excited.
Yeah, it does suck.
It's kind of lame.
Wait, no, what's the term?
I have dark vision.
I'm going to ready my trap. I'm going to be alert.
Old tall man shoots the vault dweller in the head. I'm not going to make you roll for it. It's just going to happen.
I would have missed.
You would have missed. But he's just a downed person, so you put him out of his misery. Or maybe he's already out by the time you shoot him, but his head explodes. So there's that now, too. And I think Augusta sees this. This is where the four of you do stuff.
This is where we play the roles.
Got it. Yes.